That is Brad Paisley on 840 CFCW, and I love it. It's April, so it's gardening time, and it's been a staple for many years to talk with Sharon Wallace Murphy. And Sharon, you have a brand new adventure to tell our listeners about. It's called Gardening with Sharon.
Yes, so Dan and I have gone out on a new adventure. We are no longer with the greenhouse. The greenhouse is in good hands with Glenn and Louise. They're carrying that on. But Dan and I have always loved coming alongside gardeners, trying to find them their, you know, their best soil mates for their garden. We're looking to reach out to gardeners of all ages, all stages, from young children to the experienced gardener, and just create community within our website and encourage gardeners. So we're going to do that through our blog, through garden consulting, and also Dan is doing some business consulting as well.
And you have a brand new website you launched just last week.
Yes, it's called Gardening with Sharon.
We can remember that, Gardening with Sharon.
Yeah.
And I love when I said, okay, what should we talk about today? And I love the first thing you said to me, JR, stay out of the garden.
Right. So right now, actually, our spring is quite a bit ahead as it usually is. We're going to have leaves, like, shortly. So one of the things is while the snow has melted and while the soil is moist, I want you to keep your feet off of the soil. And so if you want to, like, be doing some spring cleanup, do it from the sidewalk, do it from the lawn, and try to stay out of the garden in that you don't want to compress the soil, because when you compress the soil, you get rid of those air spaces in the soil that hold water. And also there's really important metabolic activities that happen on a microscopic level in the roots. So you want to keep those spaces there. So you don't want to compress your soil. Another thing is just wait. If you have perennials, wait for them to come up. Don't go digging. Let the soil warm up and let them show their noses. Don't you try to go show their noses for them, because sometimes that also compromises the health of the plant. And since it's been so warm, if you have a garden that's on the south side of your house, it's probably getting really warm in there. Check it. It might actually need to be watered.
Isn't that funny?
I know.
Yeah, first week of April, and you're saying we might have to water. Yeah.
Yeah, you might have to.
Well,
yeah.
gardeningwithsharon.com is the website, and you and I are going to get together at this time every week, and you're not only going to be teaching Jackie Ray, but all of our listeners, and we're looking so forward to it. Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah, that's our passion. And also, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, both, Gardening with Sharon.